Good evening, and welcome to Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter, for September 8th, 2022. Wow, hard to believe it's September already. Tonight's topic is the online travesty, how the internet killed sensibility. Brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Darkwater Game Over and two-time delegate for Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. Should you feel led to plant a financial seed in our media ministry, please visit donate.eamedia.online or store.eamedia.online. Please, Truth Online. What's up, folks? We got some internet issues tonight. Hopefully, if the podcast keeps rolling, so I'm crossing my fingers. Say a prayer for the evening, as we always do. Heavenly Father, we pray. Tonight, we pray for the upcoming elections, regardless of who is in, we all know there's good and there's evil. Shine your light upon us to know who should be in that office and who should not. Steer them away and save us from their evils. Although we escaped the chains and bonds of Great Britain many years ago, we pray for England, new leader, Queen Elizabeth, who is now gone to meet the heavenly host. We pray these things in your great, glorious name. Amen. An update on donors, one-time donors, Andy, Lisa, Reverend Dave, Marcy, Mark, Cherie, current Truth Premium subscribers, Linda, David, Bruce, Sharla, Diana, Gary, and Lisa, and patrons, Alicia and Dan. Thank you all for helping out. And if you don't donate financially, we can always use that because these podcasts do cost money. Then we'll at least donate by coming online and listening to the podcast every Thursday evening. We need listeners. We don't have a podcast. Thank you all. We're getting a good turnout. As always, we're going to open with a few short things, and hopefully everything's going. If anybody has trouble hearing or something goes bad, please let me know and give me a post. Hopefully everything keeps going. Chugging along very slowly tonight. I don't know what's happening with the internet. So, yeah, the queen is dead. Long live the king now. Is that the British way they say it? New leadership. They're going to affect the United States. Yeah, without having Boris Johnson down there, and now we don't have the Queen. New leadership, folks. We had Brexit under the old, and what's going to happen in the new? We don't know yet. So we'll have to keep an eye on this. It's going to be an interesting transition. So little by little, we'll find out what's going on, though. I don't think it's going to be terrible, but I'm not up on Great Britain so much. I try to play that down because there's too much drama in our own country. The topic for tonight is kind of interesting because it's going to wrap in a few things that you're not going to suspect related to each other. And they really are. From the time the internet came to be, in fact, the time computers, personal computers came to be, and I said, the most evil, the worst thing that ever came to humanity was technology. That's the tree of good and evil. That's the tree of good and evil right there. We've picked the wrong fruit, folks. We decided to eat the fruit from the tree of knowledge and evil. The internet, you can do great things. There are lots of things you can do great things with, and lots of things you can do terrible things with. And the internet, you can do both. The problem is it all interrelates. So we're talking about in this show tonight and tell you how not only does, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram and all the nasty comments going back and forth, the ridiculous comments people make, the lack of respect for each other, we're going to wrap that up. And that's the least of our worries with this technology, though. The technology as it grows and expands has gone to create an electronic infrastructure, a non-human, non-thinking, non-reasoning, immobile infrastructure. It's automated. I mean, it's automated. You go and pay your bills. You go online, you click a button, you pay your bill. It's automated. You have an automatic payment for your stuff. It's automated. Nothing on the internet makes sense. I was getting fed up the other day, and we've had this discussion, a few of us, about how all the television shows are going to streaming. Folks, television was free. Put up an antenna, you put up some bunny ears, you stick a coat hanger out the window, and you watch TV. Now, all of a sudden, they put it behind a paywall called the internet. And behind the paywall called the internet is another paywall called the provider. Think about it. When you buy into Hulu or Prime or Peacock or Paramount, you're paying twice. You know, when you used to get cable, it was expensive when you get cable television, but you pay once. You get a plug put in, you watch your TV, and you're good to go. With streaming media, you're paying for the internet connection, plus you're paying for the content. So now everything that was free years ago when I was a kid growing up, suddenly I'm paying twice. And if the internet goes out, streaming's gone. If the internet is intentionally shut down or storms bring the internet down, you don't have that emergency broadcast system. You don't have that television to tell you what's going on, that radio to tell you what's going on. Just like the phone system, everybody's using cell phones, and even I, you know, finally broke down, but I didn't get rid of my landline. But the landline is now part of the internet server. So if the internet goes down, the landline goes down. It's all electronic. No communications. You know, it's kind of crazy. Our online services, the less value we actually get for them. You know, this whole theft of identity. The identity theft very rarely occurred. Years gone by, they have to knock on your, go into your mailbox when the mail came and steal your stuff out of your mailbox to find out who you were so they could steal your identity. Now they just go online and buy it. Now, the biggest thing is that it's a faithless, dark void, what the internet actually is. You can't talk back to the internet. You can't go up to a returns counter and say, hey, my gadget's broken. I need to replace it. You can't look somebody in the eyes and have them know how you actually feel on the internet. You can't even have a sensible discussion. You know, I've talked to a lot of people in person. I mean, in politics, you talk to a lot of people. And no matter how crazy they are, I can talk to them. I can say, hey, look, let's talk about our differences. Whether they're left or whether they're right, whether they're Christians or whether they're Satanists. I can talk to them. There's no talking to these people online, folks. I'm sure you've all seen that. You know, instant click, unfriend. Some of the evil things people do online is absolutely insane. Because they believe there's no repercussions. And they get mad when they get banned or shadow banned. You know, in politics, you learn how to talk politically, I guess you would call it, in political speak. You can talk nice to people and tell them they're jerks without offending them. But online, that doesn't apply. Online, all the stops are removed. Now, I want you to think of this. So, one of the things that people have always said, oh, I don't want, you know, and change is interesting. You know, change can be good, change can be bad, but change is always very disturbing. One of the big things people don't want is a cashless society. We don't want a cashless, we don't want to go with a cashless society. We want to, don't want to go with our 666 branded on our arm where we put our arm or our face or our eyeballs up to a machine and buy something. What do you think you're doing when you're coming online? Everything you buy on Amazon, everything you buy on eBay or any online store is cashless. See, that's where it comes in. This cashless society is being implemented through the internet to get used to the fact that we don't want to carry cash. And the problem with cashless society is every transaction is traced. The government can intervene. You built tax you. They're doing it already. You sell something on eBay or Etsy, you like it or not. Because they know you sold it. Go down the hill. You ain't going to get if you take cash. It's done. Our society is done. I mean, we are being ruled, controlled. We're being controlled through this electronic medium, folks. You know, more and more of our freedoms are being taken away. That wouldn't have been taken away if an electronic tries on everything you do and say. Even the automobiles, they want to connect to each other. They want to connect them via the internet, basically. The roads, the highways, your GPS, everything where they want to connect. Oh, that's convenient. You're driving down the road. Wow, there's a McDonald's 2 miles up the road, Jack. Pull over. Oh, he stopped McDonald's. Now we know where he's at. Oh, look, he's got a warrant out for his arrest. Pretty smart, isn't it? Yeah, transaction 600. That's what I was talking about. Joanne was saying about tracking every transaction 600 up. It's not just the 600 up. It's a combined transaction $600 or over at any one place. And the Democrats love it. I've debated this with our senator, a Democrat senator in Pennsylvania. I don't do that. Everybody pays their fair share. Want the big corporations pay their fair share. I'm sure they're tracking them too. The internet is more than, for those who don't understand the internet is comprised of an intranet and the World Wide Web and what's called IP connections. There's three different forms what you can have. I'm actually thinking of starting the old-fashioned bulletin board services years ago. For people as old as I am, if you're young, you might not know these things. And I probably don't know about these. But back in the day, before the internet, we had what's called bulletin boards when personal computers first came out. You would dial in with a phone modem, secure line because there's no internet. You dial in, get approved, get vetted and approved to be a part of it. And there's a bulletin postings and all kinds of cool stuff. You could do anything. You could share pictures, share whatever, share information, just like the modern social media. But Big Brother wasn't watching that. Corporations connect to each other via the intranet. intranet runs on IP, internet protocol. So the same thing that the World Wide Web runs on. It's part of what they call the dark web, but it's not an evil part of the dark web. See, the dark web is anything that's not on the World Wide Web, basically, in the intranets. So corporations are no different than a direct IP connection. See, an IP connection, if you have what's called a fixed IP address, the IP connection becomes like a telephone number. You connect to that IP and bang, a web page or whatever else might want to come up, a bulletin board would come up. But it's unsearchable by the World Wide Web. Google can't find it. The problem now is that you can do all kinds of cool things with that. You can set up dark web type things that are routed in different ways. What people call the dark web there's an evil part to it and there's a good part to it. A lot of foreign countries that don't have access where they're monitored use the dark web for their information. They hook up directly to a server and nobody is the wiser. So there's good and bad things. That's one part of the dark web. It's also used for trafficking illegal substances, humans, etc. It's not tracked by Google and by the other search engines. But it also allows governments to track things. They can track what's called the Internet of Things. That's part of the dark web, is the Internet of Things. The Internet of Things means all your stuff is going to be interconnected. Your TVs are case in point. Almost every modern television set that you might buy is connected to the Internet. Oh, it's designed for streaming. Well, it also tracks everything you watch on the television, everything you stream on the television. It's evil incarnate, folks. If anything smacks, it's the internet. I wouldn't be talking to you right now without the internet. That's true. So there are good things and there are, well, I don't know how good my podcast is. I mean, people show up, but I guess it's good because people show up. I'm just kidding. But it's like, you gotta look at what's happening to us. We are being controlled. We are being taken over by this electronic octopus that wrap around us in so many ways. Every place you go with a cell phone is connected to the internet. Flip phones these days aren't any better. They're internet connected. Everything, all your communications is via the internet. All intertwined. And, you know, people talk about the internet and they don't realize the actual cost of the internet. And I'm going to come back in a minute because I got to talk about my sponsor. I don't want to forget that before I go out. And just let you know that we are still supporting folks. We're still supporting Mike Lindell and the MyPillow company. MyPillow sells not just pillows for those who haven't. There's a few people here that I haven't been on before, but they have everything from slippers and sandals to rope and towels. Boy, I'll tell you, these things are really, really nice. Get their website. Now, I'm going to tell you it's at your online or by calling 800-795-5993, 800-795-5993. Go to MyPillow.com. If you search around and find something you like and you want to try, use the promo code ETERNAL, just the word ETERNAL for promo code. Promo code, you'll get a really great discount. I've bought a lot of their stuff, and I've got a lot of their. The pillows are great. I mean, the pillows are phenomenal. They're just wonderful. But the robes are really luxurious, and as are their towels. So please check out our sponsor. Give us some support, and we know it helps us out too. And great man, that really wonderful company. Mike Lindell is a great human being. Now I get back to, and there's another thing for the internet. See. That's because we have the internet. We can do this. That's fantastic. We can go out and we can go to mypillow.com because we have the internet. Couldn't do that otherwise. But what are the costs of the internet? So, I mean, this is this evil thing. The sensibilities, it's, you know, they talk about we need to reduce the, you know, the greenhouse gases and all that. They want to go with electric cars and try to save, you know, methane and stop eating cows because they fart and all this other stuff. But the cost of the internet is phenomenal. People don't realize that the size, you know, do a search for Google servers. Just Google. Now, you got to remember, there's Google, there's Amazon. Google and Amazon are the biggest, most evil things in the world. Google, Amazon, and Cloudflare are the biggest woke companies that run and control the entire internet. If you get a website with any almost any of the companies out there, you're going through Amazon or Google or Cloudflare, and they all censor people. They don't like conservatives. They don't like religious people. They hate us. But just Google alone, you know, I've looked at their servers. They've got about 10 or 15 server banks just across the United States. Each one is the size of a small town, loaded with computers to move the internet. These things are phenomenal, folks. They use the power of New York. Each one of them uses the entire power of New York City. Each one of them. And there's about 10 of them out there. Burning electricity. The storage capacity of the internet is unfathomable. You can't imagine the amount of data. Every single byte that's ever been put out on the internet is stored somewhere. Every word you've said, everything you've done, past, present, and in the future is stored. Google does backups, just like you should do at home. If you have a computer and you have your photos and everything else, and my daughter can attest to that. There's a few photos missing from her album because of not backing things up, right, Anna? But, you know, when Google does a backup, they don't do an internet backup. The fastest internet, I mean, we have a lot of fast transactions. Second, there's a lot of traffic moving across the internet, not just the internet, but the intranet. Corporations, all this work from home, schools, you know, when we were home off the pandemic and people were staying home. Phenomenal amounts of data moved. And you know what? All that power is not fast enough to back up Google. Google synchronizes their servers periodically. And when they do a backup, what they do is they offload it to a huge, super fast, I call it a maxi flash, if you will. What they've got are tractor trailers, tractor sized flash drives, basically. It holds, you know, 10,000 terabytes. They offload the tractor trailer and then they drive that to all the different centers to synchronize their data and back it up. That's just Google. Amazon eats just as much energy. Talking about Amazon and Google. Look at California. Here, you must buy electric cars, but we're not going to give you the electricity to run it. And guess what, folks? California is the one state that does not have a Google server. Isn't that fascinating? Biggest servers are in Florida, Tennessee. Where's the other one at? There's a couple in the Midwest. Most are on the Eastern Seaboard because there's a direct pipeline to the rest of the Western world via undersea fiber cables. And yes, we still use undersea fiber cables because guess what? Satellites aren't fast enough. They can't move enough data. Biggest underlying pipeline, the trivia, is in Florida, which carries almost all the traffic between Europe and the United States. If something cuts that one line, communication with the rest of the world is gone, including phone calls, because they're all internet-based now. The power is phenomenal. I don't know what the percentage was, but I think they said that the internet and internet connections, intranet, those connections and the storage for all that, I think they said electricity we use. Now, that includes mining for Bitcoin. Remember, mining Bitcoin is on the, guess what? Internet. All of that connects us together. Amazon, Google, these are all interconnected. They're intertwined like the hairs on the back of a dog. They're intertwined like the they reach out like the, like an octopus with its tentacles, and they grab each other and move our data. And right now there are a lot of stops in place, especially in Europe. Europe sets the pace for stops to protect our information. In fact, the Europeans have caused a lot of trouble too, because they want these privacy things. Privacy is great up until a point where you need to know something. You know, there's a lot of criminals out there to get away with heinous crimes because they can't be tracked, because Union doesn't allow that information to be revealed. Why? What's the European Union got to do with us? This is why I bring up Queen Elizabeth again. This is what started this whole thing, was that we've lost the Queen, we've lost the Prime Minister. Now what's going to happen? What does England have to do with all this? England is one of the biggest connections, one of the biggest controllers of the economy and of the world, even though it's a tiny little nation. But they did their Brexit to get away from Europe because of their insidious restrictions that they have and the privacy restrictions. The problem with privacy is that if somebody commits a crime and the privacy restrictions say you can't, that the internet company or the Amazon store can't release their data because of privacy issues. Now suddenly you've got to get a subpoena, you got to go in and you got to prove it, you got to take it to court. By that time, the 10 other crimes or 100 other crimes have been committed. That's why you get all these garbage phone calls, that meaningless, you know, car warranty crap and all that other stuff. Because they can't be tracked because of European Union privacy restrictions. What's that got to do with us? What's that got to do with us? Problem is, when Europe does something like that, we need to comply because we do business. We transact commerce with Europe. And my company where I work, it's the same thing. It's, you know, we have to abide by the European Union regulations. Even in the United States, in America, we don't know if somebody in the United States is a citizen of a European country, or if they're doing business in a European country. So we have to follow those rules. It's one world. That's another story. The one world economy, the one world government. That's a whole other story we've been on before, and we're going to go on that again. But that one world is capable. We can do it now. It's never in the history of the world have we been able to communicate and connect with the entire world at one time, at one moment. And now is the time. And it's not a good thing. It may seem like a good thing, but it's definitely not a good thing. It's great that we know that the Queen passed away. Oh, that's, we know right away. It's beautiful. Did we need to know that? No, not really. Could have found out tomorrow or next week. Wouldn't have mattered. In fact, 100 years ago, it would have taken a month or two to find out that the Queen had passed away. Instantaneous everything. Get used to it, folks, because now your refrigerator is going to tell on you. Maybe your refrigerator is going to tell your insurance company you've been eating meat. Maybe he's going to tell Greta Thunberg you're eating meat. She's going to come back and tax you. Your light bulb is going to tell when the lights are on and off. There's so much that should not be connected, that is, or is trying to be connected. They're trying to connect everybody, and now they're trying to connect you, just like the Bible said, basically, you're going to be marked to where you're tracked everywhere you go, just like in China. Look at China. China, you go and buy your groceries, you stick your eyeballs in a scanner. It says, okay, you got the money. You're good. You're cool. You're charged. Go home. Goodbye. I don't want to see that here, folks. There's absolutely no sensibility with an internet that has no responsibility, no soul, and no heart. It's why elections are won and lost. And the news is so fake, and they have, you know, such the deep fakes that are out there, that you don't know what's real and what's not. How can anybody know what's real anymore? Topic for another day. Folks, boy, the time goes really fast. I'm going to remind everybody on the podcast tonight, pass this on to anybody you know that listens to these podcasts. Every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern time, the 15th and the 22nd, we will have podcasts. That's the next two Thursdays. On the 29th, we will not have a podcast because we will be, me and my daughter will be selling books at the Bloomsburg Fair. If anybody's near Pennsylvania, around Pennsylvania, I'll give a quick pitch for the Bloomsburg Fair. We're in the arts and crafts booth every day of the week, and it starts on it's the last week of the month. So it starts actually on the 23rd, but the real event starts the 24th through the 1st of October. So anybody, if you want to make a trip up, if you're one or two states over, it's definitely worth a trip. It's one of the biggest fairs in the nation. Lots of fun stuff to do. And if you love to eat, there's plenty of food. But that's where we'll be on the 29th. We will not be on the podcast. Do not come to the podcast on the 29th because you will be alone. Anyway, with that, I am going to say have a great turnout tonight. I love you all. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll get into more controversy as the elections get closer. I'm trying to keep my election stuff till after the fair. Then we're going to start in October and into early November when the elections come. We'll see you next week. Same time, same podcast, 10 p.m. Eastern here on Podbean. Everybody have a great week ahead. Stay safe, and God bless you all. Thanks for coming. Good night, everyone. We'll see you next week.